He loved his country and had unbounded faith in the American people. The legislatures of Kentucky and other states nominated him for the presidency. The strongest man of all the candidates was Andrew Jackson, the hero of New Orleans. He had never been prominent in politics, but his warlike deeds had made his name and his strength familiar to the voters, especially to those of the West. He was a man of the people, as none of his rivals were. He stood for democracy and the Union. The legislatures of Tennessee and other states nominated Jackson for presidency. 288. Adams chosen president, 1824. The election was held. The presidential electors met in their several states and cast their votes for president and vice president. The ballots were brought to Washington and were counted. No candidate for the presidency had received a majority of all the votes cast. Jackson had more votes than any other candidate. Next came Adams, then Crawford, and last of all Clay. The House of Representatives, voting by states, must choose one of the first three presidents. Clay, therefore, was out of the race. Clay and his friends believed in the same things that Adams and his friends believed in, and had slight sympathy with the views of Jackson or of Crawford. So they joined the Adams men and chose Adams president. The Jackson men were furious. They declared that the representatives had defeated the will of the people.